Insights.
This is Akashvani. In the program Insights, now we bring you a discussion on Viksit Bharat, Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen Bill 2025. The participants are Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor.
Good evening and welcome to Insights, in which the topic of discussion is the key takeaways of the debate on Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen, flagship rural employment and development initiative that has just been debated and passed in the Lok Sabha. Today we will unpack its provisions, the promises it holds for rural India, and the concerns it has generated across the political spectrum and civil society. Joining us today is Ashok Tandon, political analyst. A warm welcome to Akashvani, Ashokji.
Thank you.
Ashokji, to begin with, would you briefly explain what the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission, Grameen, and why is the government felt the need to replace this with the existing MNREGA framework?
To begin with, let me explain that this bill is a major overhaul of the 20-year-old MNREGA, and it establishes a modern statutory framework aligned with Viksit Bharat 2047 and guarantees 125 days of wage employment per rural household whose adult members volunteer to do unskilled manual work. And if I may further explain, the bill aims to create both employment and durable rural infrastructure through four priority verticals. May I explain these four verticals? And these are water security through water-related works, or rural infrastructure, livelihood-related infrastructure, special works to mitigate extreme weather events. I may add, all these assets created are aggregated into the Viksit Bharat National Rural Infrastructure Stack, ensuring a unified, coordinated national development strategy.
So, in terms of rural benefit, how does the initiative connect with the larger national vision of Viksit Bharat at 2047? And what specific rural development outcomes does it aim to achieve by that milestone?
For the benefit of our listeners, we must explain how is this new bill different from MNREGA. As you also asked, what it makes better. So let me explain that the new bill represents a major upgrade over MNREGA, fixing structural weaknesses while enhancing employment transparency, planning and accountability. Now the key improvements are higher employment guarantee. That is, guarantee increases from 100 days to 125 days, giving rural households higher income security. The next key improvement is strategic infrastructure focus. MNREGA works were scattered across many categories without a robust national strategy. Now, the new bill focuses on four major categories, as we said, without four types of works, which ensure durable assets that directly support water security, core rural infrastructure, livelihood-related infrastructure, and creating climate adaptation. So, localized integrated planning, the new bill mandates Viksit Gram Panchayat plans prepared by the panchayats themselves and integrated with national spatial systems like PM Gati Shakti.
So you mentioned that these bills are prioritized under the four thematic areas. So why were these four themes chosen, and how will they reshape the type of assets created in rural areas?
See, the bill strengthens the rural economy through productive asset creation, higher income, and better resilience. As we discussed earlier, water security. Now, water-related works are prioritized. Mission Amrit Sarovar already created, 68,000 plus water bodies demonstrating clear agricultural and groundwater impact. Core rural infrastructure means roads, connectivity, and foundational infrastructure boost market access and rural business activity. When it comes to livelihood infrastructure, it means storage, markets, and production assets support income diversification. What is climate resilience? It means infrastructure for water harvesting, flood drainage, and soil conservation products rural livelihood. Now, higher employment and consumption means 125 guaranteed days increase household earning and stimulate the village economy. What is reduced distress mitigation means? With more rural opportunities and durable assets, migrant pressures will fall. Then it comes, next is digital formalization. It means digital attendance, digital pitch, and data-driven planning increase efficiency.
Ashokji, Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan said this on the topic.
गांव का विकास हमारे विचार के केंद्र में, हमारे सोच के केंद्र में, और माननीय अध्यक्ष महोदय, इसलिए गांव के विकास के लिए आज नहीं, कई वर्षों पहले से अनेकों योजनाएं बनी. पहली योजना बनी ग्रामीण जनशक्ति कार्यक्रम, ये 60-61 में बनी माननीय अध्यक्ष महोदय. उससे उद्देश्य पूरा नहीं हुआ, सीमित कवरेज और अपर्याप्त वित्तीय संसाधन के कारण, तो फिर बनी ग्रामीण रोजगार के लिए क्रैश योजना. उसके बाद काम के बदले अनाज योजना आई, फिर राष्ट्रीय ग्रामीण रोजगार कार्यक्रम आया माननीय अध्यक्ष महोदय, फिर ग्रामीण भूमिहीन रोजगार गारंटी कार्यक्रम आया, फिर जवाहर रोजगार योजना आई, फिर संपूर्ण ग्रामीण रोजगार योजना आई, फिर राष्ट्रीय काम के बदले अनाज कार्यक्रम आया. एक के बाद एक योजनाएं आती है, थोड़ा उद्देश्य पूरा किया और फिर पूरा नहीं हुआ तो उसके जगह नई योजना बना दी गई, और उसके बाद आई नरेगा योजना. नरेगा का नाम पहले महात्मा गांधी जी के नाम पर नहीं रखा गया, वो तो नरेगा थी. बाद में जब 2009 के चुनाव आए तो चुनाव और वोट के कारण बापू याद आए, महात्मा गांधी याद आए, और तब उसमें जोड़ा गया महात्मा गांधी जी का नाम. इस मनरेगा को भी अगर ताकत के साथ किसी ने ठीक ढंग से लागू किया तो वो हमारे प्रधानमंत्री श्रीमान नरेंद्र मोदी जी ने लागू किया. 6-7 से 13-14 तक केवल 1660 करोड़ श्रम दिवस सृजित हुए, लेकिन नरेंद्र मोदी जी के नेतृत्व में 3210 करोड़ श्रम दिवस सृजित करने का काम किया, रिलीज की गई केंद्रीय निधि.
So we just heard Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan giving the brief history on the yojanas that came. Ashokji, we would like to know, how will Viksit Bharat guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen benefit the farmers?
No, farmers will benefit directly when work under this scheme stops. Now, this prevents labor shortages during critical farm operations and avoids labor being diverted away to guaranteed wage workers. And they will also benefit by preventing wage inflation. That means stopping public work during peak prevents artificial wage inflation that raises food production costs. And if I might add, water and irrigation assets in the form of waterworks improve irrigation, groundwater, and multi-seasonal cropping potential. Amrit Sarovar water body achievement. This is the scheme which is already supported by 68,000 plus Amrit Sarovar water bodies in the country. We can elaborate by saying that better connectivity and storage and climate resilience through flood drainage, water harvesting, and soil conservation that can protect crops and reduce damages. This is how the farmers are going to benefit.
What about the laborers?
No, laborers gain from higher guarantee days, better wages, strong protections, and transparent system. Now, higher income through 125 guaranteed days means 25% more potential earnings. Now, hyperlocal Viksit Gram Panchayats plans ensure planned and advanced map work availability, digital payment, electronic wages. Already 99.94% in 2024-25 has been achieved. So full biometric and Aadhaar-based verification. Now this will eliminate wage theft. Now if work is not given, states must pay unemployment allowance. Now asset creation benefits like workers build and benefit from improved roads, water and livelihood assets. This is how the laborers are going to benefit out of it.
Ashokji, the scheme places strong emphasis on digitization, including biometric authentication and AI-enabled analytics for monitoring purpose. How can technology improve transparency and reduce leakages in the new scheme?
I think digital attendance, digital payments and data-driven planning, these will increase efficiency. But I think there is another very significant point which I think listeners must know, that what were the problems with MGNREGA that necessitated a change? Now, I think it has been elaborated in Parliament that while attempts were made to improve its functioning, major systematic failures persisted. Now, investigations in 19 districts of West Bengal found non-existent work, rule violation and fund misuse, leading to a freeze. Monitoring across 23 states in financial year 2025-26 revealed the work not found or not commensurate with expenditure, machine use where labor was required, and large-scale bypassing of the attendance. All these things were notices. That is why there was a necessity to change the problems which were with the existing MGNREGA. Now, in 2024-25, misappropriation totaled 193.67 crore across states. Only 7.61% of households completed 100 days in the post-pandemic period. Now, these were some of the problems, and these issues as leakages, weak verification and poor compliance, they required a new framework, not minor tweaks. So therefore, the new bill, it creates a clean, digitally governed, accountable and infrastructure-focused system.
The local autonomy and worker agencies were seen as the key strengths of MGNREGA. With greater centralized planning and focus on national infrastructure alignment, do you see panchayats gaining more in decision-making power?
Certainly. There is an emphasis because a lot of decision-making will rest with the panchayats. And therefore, the system will work better, there will be more efficiency, and then involvement of our panchayats in that, I think, is also one of the major hallmarks of the scheme. And therefore, the government believes that it will certainly improve the situation and provide better results.
Ashokji, also in support of Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen, it is said that it will empower women and expand opportunities for them through better designed works and financial inclusion. What specific provisions support women's participation and leadership in this new framework?
No, women were also part of the scheme earlier also. Not that the women were not there, but now with the improved, all parameters of the scheme being improved, as we discussed earlier, as we also discussed, that the hyper-local Viksit Gram Panchayat plans, they will ensure planned and advanced mapping. So this will also benefit and help the women worker. So women have been part of the scheme, but now with the improved scheme, the women will certainly stand to benefit. And that will also help in women empowerment, particularly in the rural area and also among the poverty-driven areas of the country.
On that note, Ashokji, thank you for sharing these valuable insights on the Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen framework and its implications for rural India. Thank you for being with Akashwani.
Thank you very much.
You were listening to a discussion on Viksit Bharat Guarantee for Rozgar and Ajivika Mission Grameen Bill 2025. The participants were Ashok Tandon, political analyst, and Rajesh Lake, anchor. This program was produced and presented by the News Services Division of Akashvani. You can listen to it on our mobile app, News on AIR. This program is also available on our YouTube channel, News on AIR Official. You may share your feedback about this program through email at airnsdtalks@gmail.com or WhatsApp on 9289094044.
Insights.